No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome to the Garrick Chronicles, the people show. Checking the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by DPS Concrete Construction. As always, check them out at dpsconstruction.net. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the year where we have a little bit of fun. I do way too much research, and I get my way too early win-loss record prediction for Nebraska's football team in the 2024 football season. Now, I actually feel like I'm late to the party. About a month ago, Nebraska's over-under win total was put out there for everyone to see, and a lot of reaction shows were done to that at the time, and Nebraska's over-under win total is 7.5. So maybe I'm late to the party. I don't know. This is what I'm doing. It's spring ball's going on. It felt appropriate. I'll probably update and do a more updated one as we get closer, much, much closer to the season. But let's have some fun right here, right now. Like I like to do here on the Character Chronicles. As I mentioned, Nebraska's projected over-under win total for the 2024 football season is 7.5, right? As you look around the conference, USC is projected. Still a weird to say they're going to be a Big Ten team, but college football is what it is. USC's over-under win total projection is 7.5. Washington, who, by the way, had 15 players transfer to other Power 5 schools, lost their head coach, lost their AD, thank you very much, okay, and they had a transfer portal quarterback come in and then transfer back out. All those folks are gone. Only a couple of returning starters from last year's team coming back. They're projected to win 7.5 games. In fact, they have the least amount of returning production in the entire Big Ten. Michigan's second to last. Anyways, I digress. Okay, Texas A&M, by the way, just randomly, our good buddies, all right, they're the most devastated Power 5 program in the entire country when it comes to the transfer portal. A lot of that's due to the number one in history ranked recruiting class that they had a few years ago that obviously didn't go so well. I was just looking at all these numbers, and I just thought that that was interesting, how you have the number one ranked recruiting class in history, and just a few years later, you're the most decimated team in the country due to the transfer portal. So it's interesting with college football has become. I think it does show that you can't just outright buy championships. Like, you've got to get the right players that buy into what you're doing as well. All right, other Big Ten team projected win totals. Okay, at 7.5 this year are Maryland and our good buddies Iowa. Okay, Wisconsin projected win total 6.5. Penn State and Michigan, right, who again has a new head coach, new offensive line coach, new strength coach. And you got to keep in mind, all right, Shereen Moore, they're new head coach, was their offensive line coach. Their strength coach was the guy that Jim Harbaugh said was the secret sauce to their entire program. He took their strength coach with him to the Chargers, where Jim Harbaugh is now the head coach. Okay, and Michigan was the most physical football team in the country. That all starts in the weight room. That all starts up front. By the way, Michigan had 6 offensive linemen who've entered the NFL draft, so they have 5 brand new starters across their offensive line as well. But again, Michigan and Penn State, okay, both projected over-under win totals, 9.5 wins this year. All right, now the big favorites in the Big Ten are Ohio State and Oregon. Projected win totals for those two teams are 10.5. Okay, I did forget to mention, when it comes to Michigan, in fairness to them, their schedule was embarrassingly easy last year, but it is absolutely brutal this year. They play Texas, USC, Oregon, with road trips to Washington, and Husky Stadium is an insanely loud place and a hard place to win, regardless of how many people they have coming back or not. They have to go to Columbus as well. They play 3 of the top 4 preseason ranked teams. That's pretty hard. All right, So do me a favor, smash that like button if you believe the Huskers will absolutely win at least 6 games this year. And smash that like button if you absolutely believe Nebraska will make a bowl game this year. And if you're kind of with me, I'm kind of thinking that's the bottom of the barrel. That's no longer the goal this year. That's the bottom of the barrel for this season. And the over-under win total being at 7.5. We'll see how many I predict at the end of this video. Stay tuned. I think that's about right. Somewhere between 7 and 8. I'll give my final predictions here in a minute. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I have talked about this before, but let's update it just a smidge. Nebraska has the most amount of returning production in the entire Big Ten with 77%. Now, when you break it down just a little bit more, the Huskers are tied for third and fourth in the country with Oklahoma State, the most amount of returning starters, both at 77%. Northwestern, all right, number 2 in the Big Ten, tied for 5th, 6th, and 7th in the country for most amount of returning starters at 76%. Okay, they are tied with Virginia and Kennesaw State. Okay, Rutgers, 3rd in the Big Ten, tied for 8th in the country for most amount of returning production at 74%. Now, number 1 and 2 in the country, actually, for returning production, number 1 is Virginia Tech with 86% returning, and Iowa State with 85% returning. Now, when it comes to offense and defense specifically for Nebraska, Nebraska returns 76% of their production on offense from last year. 78% of their returning production is on defense. That's the most balanced in the entire Big Ten, I might add. Like when you look at number 2 in the Big Ten of returning production, which is Northwestern, they return 88% of their defensive players, which is the most in the country. And the Huskers return the 9th most amount of returning production in the entire country on their defense. But the Wildcats return 64% of their offensive production, which is 53rd in the country. So Nebraska is top 25 nationally returning production on offense. So again, the Huskers are very balanced when it comes to their offense and defense returning production. It's not one-sided like a lot of the teams tend to be. So hopefully that's a good thing. Now, it may not mean a whole lot, the amount of guys we have coming back, okay, if they don't continue to improve this offseason, and the new guys that we are bringing in at very key spots, if they don't step up. For now, let's break down Nebraska's perceived strength of schedule for 2024. We're going to look at 2023, how it compares to 2024. All right, real quick before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by DPS Concrete Construction, your local concrete experts. Check them out at dpsconstruction.net. If you're a diesel mechanic, CDL driver, or concrete finisher and looking for work in the Omaha metro area, DPS Construction is the employer for you. Now, let's go backwards before we go forwards. So if you look at Nebraska's 2023 schedule, they had 6 teams with winning records that they played, 7 bowl teams, okay, that they played last year, but only 2 teams with more than 8 wins. Their opponents had a combined record of 71 wins and 73 losses. And if you take the 15-0 Michigan team out of this equation, the Huskers' opponent's winning percentage was only 43%. All right. Now, when you look ahead to this year, the 2024 schedule, Nebraska doesn't start 2024 on the road versus a Big Ten rival like they did last year at Minnesota. They don't start their first 2 games of the year on the road versus Power 5 opponents like they did last year versus Minnesota and another rival in Colorado, okay? Their first 2 games of 2024 are at home. Game 1 is versus UTEP, okay? And actually, their first 4 games are at home versus teams that all had losing records last year, including an FCS school who actually had a winning record, but they're an FCS school, no disrespect. Okay, it's a much more favorable start to the schedule in 2024 for Nebraska than it was in 2023, especially those first couple of games. And especially when you consider that we very well might be starting a very young individual at quarterback, whoever that may be, we're probably going to be starting a young quarterback. So that helps us out to start the season. Now, Nebraska in 2024 will play 6 teams that had a winning record last year. Okay, they will play 6 bowl teams, which is actually less than we played last year, although I don't consider this year's schedule to be easier. It's certainly not brutal by any stretch. Now, I will point this out. Only 1 of our first 7 opponents had a winning record last year. Now, all 5 of our last 5 opponents had a winning record last year. I would divide this upcoming schedule into 2 parts. The first 7 games, and then the last 5 games. Now, the combined win totals of our Big Ten opponents this year, the toughest part of our schedule, so to speak, would be the Big Ten conference part. Their combined projected win totals for this upcoming year is 6.5 per team. And only 5 of those 9 opponents that we have in the Big Ten coming up are projected to have winning records. So now let's go to the schedule just a bit. We're going to start off with UTEP. All right, the UTEP Miners in Memorial Stadium, good old Lincoln. Now, UTEP a year ago was 3-9. They have a first-year head coach. I got Nebraska winning that game. Then our good buddies from Colorado. We got lots of good buddies across the country. We're so friendly with everybody. Our good buddies from Colorado, Coach Prime, Mr. Humble himself, they were 4-8 a year ago, finished dead last in the Pac-12. They've got roughly 1,000 new transfers. I'm going to round down. with that number, including 6 new offensive linemen because he doesn't want his son to get killed. And I haven't heard much about addressing their defense, though. They couldn't block anybody up front. Bush Prime addressed that. They couldn't tackle anybody on defense. I haven't heard a lot about that, and I'm curious about that. And I think it's because Deion's focus is honestly winning football games but trying to get his son drafted number one overall. So he's trying to protect his son. He's trying to get him weapons on the outside. So when it comes to Colorado, this may be our toughest. It's absolutely our toughest non-conference game, but it may be our toughest game within the first 7 games. Rutgers is the other team. Don't overlook Rutgers, okay? They got a lot of returning production. They're, I believe, 3rd in the Big Ten when it comes to returning production. They're a well-coached, physical football team. Greg Schiano's building something good up there, again in Piscataway, but I'll get to them in a minute. Colorado's a tough one. I think we win. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be exciting, but I think we win, and here's why. Because had we just taken care of the ball last year, and I've talked about this a million times, and I know what the final score was, but had we just taken care of the ball last year, that first half looks completely different. The first 3 quarters go completely different, and our defense isn't worn out in the fourth quarter. If we just take care of the ball this year at home, I think we got a good chance of winning this game. Now, maybe Colorado comes in, gets the win, and I puke, whatever. But I'm going to go with Nebraska getting that win off the bat, all right, against Colorado. Next up, we play Northern Iowa, who's an FCS team. All due respect, they were 6-5 a year ago. I got Nebraska winning that game. Next up is Illinois.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
They had a disappointing 5-7 season a year ago in year number 2 under Brett Bielema. Okay. Now, they are projected to have a losing record again this year. I like the fact that we have so many home games, especially with a young quarterback. I do have us beating Illinois at home as well. Now, you look at Purdue, our first road game. This was a team that was 4-8 a year ago, and they're the projected worst team in the Big Ten. When it comes to win-loss totals going into the 2024 season, they're projected to be the worst team in the Big Ten. So for me, that's a game 5 on the road. Our quarterback is developing and young, gaining experience. That's a great first road game. I have us beating Purdue. Okay, now next up is probably our toughest conference opponent within our first 7 games, which is Rutgers. I talked about them a little bit earlier in the show. Now, they were 7-6 a year ago. They're going to be a tough game, okay? I like that we get them at home. I just think we have more talent across the board. And I think everything given being even across the board, because I don't know that we're just a significantly better overall team, but I think everything even across the board, the home field advantage and the fact that we're a little bit more explosive, we're definitely more explosive than they are. Okay, I think Nebraska gets the win. All right, so that's 6-0 right off the bat. Okay, and then you got Indiana, who was 3-9 a year ago, only our second road game. They were 1-8 last year, the worst team in the Big Ten last year. We also get a bye week right before this game. I got us winning. Now, is it possible that we could be 7-0 after our first 7 games? Yes, it is. It's very realistic. If you look at this, our first 7 opponents have a combined 26 wins last year and 47 losses. Okay, when you look at the Division I opponents, I'm just looking at Division I opponents, no disrespect again to Northern Illinois, but our first 7 opponents won 35% of their games last year. A little over a third. So that means they lost almost 2/3 of their game. Now, in my opinion, could we absolutely be 7-0 heading into the last 5 games? If we're going to try to win 7-8 games, whatever the case may be, we need to be at least 6-1 heading into Columbus and the home stretch of our season, which is the last five games, part two of our schedule. This schedule is not as brutal as it could have been, especially compared to what a new Big Ten schedule could possibly look like. So that all being said, I also know and love Nebraska football. Something tells me somewhere along the way we may lose a game that we shouldn't lose. I'm not hoping that, but I'm going to have us, even though game by game, I have us winning every game. Somewhere along the way, there's a stumble. Okay, hopefully I'm wrong, but I have us 6-1. I don't know where the stumble's going to be. I prefer it not be against Colorado of all teams. Okay, but I actually am going to go 6-1. When I look at the first seven games as a whole, maybe there's a stumble. Hopefully there's not. I got a 6-1, to be clear, after the first seven games. So you look at our last five opponents, okay? Ohio State was 11-2 a year ago. UCLA was 8-5. USC was 8-5. Wisconsin was 7-6. Iowa was 10-4. Our last five opponents won 44 games, lost 22. This is rocket science math here. They won two-thirds of their game, and they lost a third. Okay, so our combined win-loss total of our upcoming opponents, Division I opponents for next year, was 70 wins, 69 losses as a whole. Now, you look at these last five games. I got a 6-1 going into Columbus. All right, this Ohio State team may be the best team in the country, okay? They're probably going to come in preseason number two. I know a lot of people like them number one. They're the only team, Big Ten team, that's really considered to actually be able to challenge them this year is Oregon, who's a top four team right now as well. Okay, who knows? Maybe we play them tough. Maybe we pull off the upset right now at this moment in time in April. I'm recording this on April 1st, so maybe it's April Fool's. Who knows? Okay, I have us losing, hopefully a tight, close game. Maybe we get the win, rooting for that, but I got a 6-2. Then we go to UCLA. Now, this is a UCLA team that I actually consider to be really talented and athletic, but they have a lot of program question marks. They just do, including a first-year head coach in Deshaun Foster, who's a UCLA legend. He's never even been a coordinator. He's been a running backs coach for a long time, but never even been a coordinator, never called plays once. And he's going to be not only a first-year head coach, but the first time being more than a position coach. And that's, I love position coaches, obviously, I had a million of them, but there's a big gap there. So to me, coming into Lincoln, a program that's trying to kind of find their own footing, the advantage that we're going to have in year two under Matt Rhule, I think we get the win. That puts us at 7-2 after nine games. USC, our next opponent, okay? Well, you look at our last three games as a whole. Let's start with that. All the programs have huge question marks for me, are huge question marks for me when it comes to predicting a win or a loss. All three are very good programs and good teams with a lot of question marks coming into this year. You look at USC, our next opponent. They're basically starting completely over with how they do a lot of things within their program. Lincoln Riley has admitted it. Instead of taking the next step in year three under Lincoln Riley, they're kind of starting over when it comes to defense. When it comes to size, they're really small on defense. They weren't even that fast with how they recruit and trying to build a little bit of toughness, which Lincoln Riley teams have always been explosive, but never good at defense or as awful, to be honest, and not incredibly physical. He's trying to kind of start all the way over with how he does things at USC. They're an explosive team and they're going to score. This was a tough one. Going to the Coliseum and playing at USC, this could go either way. I do think the warmer weather, it's not going to be like Miami hot. But when you go from 20 degrees in November in Lincoln to 70 or 80 or whatever it is, that's a big change in temperature. While it's not a million degrees, maybe that has a little bit of effect. I do have USC winning this game, but I think it's going to be highly entertaining. Okay, so that would put us, if my math is correct, at 7-3. Are we going to be over 7.5 or under 7.5 wins? All right, Wisconsin, talking about question marks with some of these teams. Year two under Luke Fickell, they're still trying to implement a new spread offense that they didn't do very successfully a year ago, although they won seven games, if I remember that correctly. Okay, still a good coach, still got talent, still a good football team and program, although they are projected to win less games than Nebraska. You look at Iowa. Now, they're going to do what Iowa does. They're going to play good defense and special teams. The question I have is, are they actually going to try to score points on offense this year? Who knows? They were the worst 10-win team in the history of college football last year, including scoring the least amount of points by a 10-win team in the history of college football. In college football, their first game was played between Rutgers and the College of New Jersey, now known as Princeton, in 1869. Statistically, by far the worst offense and the worst team that's in the history of college football. It's won 10 games. But guess what? They still won freaking 10 games. They just do what they do, and I almost respect that, okay? I think we split those last two games between Iowa and Wisconsin, and I think Nebraska ends up with a final record of 8 and four. Now, the third and final component that I have not talked about yet when it comes to wins and losses is the new players. Okay, the wide receiver transfers, Jamal Banks and Isaiah Nair, for example, are they going to step up? Are they going to make an impact at a place where we need it? Offensive lineman Micah Bazuka stepping in. The running backs position, is Oregon transfer Dante Dowdell or one of our returning running backs going to be the starter and take the bull by the horns, although I think multiple running backs will get carries every game. Okay, is it going to be Gabe Irvin, Ramirez Johnson, maybe Quentin Ives, who Matt Rhule's talked about a lot. Quentin's getting a lot of the reps in spring ball right now with some of our current running backs banged up. Who's going to step up? And defensively, we don't have a whole lot of question marks, but who's going to replace Luke Reimer and a stalwart like Nick Henrich? Syracuse transfer Stephon Thompson is working hard, man. He's busting his butt, maybe having a bit of a rough off season a little bit, but he played 3 years in Tony White's scheme at Syracuse and has a ton of starting experience. But who else steps up throughout this team? At the quarterback position, going to be talked about a ton. Is it Dylan Raiola, Daniel Kalen, or Heinrich Harburg? Also, what about some of the other guys on the team? What about Malachi Coleman? Absurdly talented. What about Jalen Lloyd? Incredible speed. What about offensive linemen? Who's going to step up at that left tackle position? Teddy Prochaska or Turner Corcoran? And what about the other guard spot across from Micah Mazuka, the bazooka? Is it going to be Justin Evans Jenkins, who I've spoken highly of? Okay, played as a young guy last year. Do me a favor. I kind of gave away what my next show is going to be, but that's okay. Keep an eye out for it. Keep an eye out for my next show next week, okay? And if there's any gut reactions or any necessary shows later this week, but my plan next show is Tuesday of next week. I'll rank my top new impact players next year. All right, now I got questions for you fine folks at home. As always, hit me up in the comments below. Will Nebraska somehow start 7-0 next year? To be clear, I'm saying 6-1, even though I think we're going to be better than the first seven teams. Rutgers won't be a gimme. Colorado won't be a gimme. My official prediction is 6-1 after seven games because they're 22-year-old, 18-year-old kids and the ball bounces funny. Okay, but I would take 6-1 after our first seven games. How many of Nebraska's last games will they win? That second half, that home stretch of the schedule, will they win two or three? Those seem to be the most likely options. And what will Nebraska's final record be? I have them at 8-4. I'd be pretty happy with 8 frickin' wins. Would you? What's your final record prediction for Nebraska? I have them at 8-4. And go to CharacterChronicles.com. At the top of the page, you'll see sign up for our newsletter. Do me a favor, sign up for our newsletter so you don't miss any updates that we need to send your way. Until next time, go big red and always remember to throw the ball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.